what I would say and how eXp has helped that, back in December of 2020, we're looking at our portfolio of stock that we've accumulated, and we made the decision to sell a handful of them and pay off one of our rental houses.
How, let me ask you this. So how has eXp helped to solve some of those pain points?
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things when I saw eXp that I thought about, you know, going what we went through. And I was like, wow, we get paid three different ways here, doing pretty much the same thing we're already doing. And so that was the one thing that caught my attention. And so when we made the move, you know, being a publicly traded company like we are, and I'm like, we can earn stock for, you know, in multiple different ways. And of course, we none of us have crystal balls, but I like that, because nowhere had I been before that ever gave me any shares of stock, right? Or gave us any shares of stock. So what I would say and how eXp has helped that, back in December of 2020, we're looking at our portfolio of stock that we've accumulated, and we made the decision to sell a handful of them and pay off one of our rental houses. And, you know, so now, I mean, we quite honestly could sell a few more and pay another rental house off, but our interest rate's so low, it's almost like free money. It doesn't make sense to do that. Yeah. And, you know, but that is like, you know, now that house completely cash flows. And that was never a plan that, or even quite honestly, even when I joined eXp, that I thought we were going to be able to do that. But because, again, it gives you the, you know, multiple ways to earn some money to, you know, like stock and cash it out.
I changed the banner down here at the bottom of the screen, because when you start talking about it, you know, get paid multiple ways for doing exactly what you're doing right now in your real estate business.
That's right.
That's the truth of it, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's right. Yeah.
You're gonna do it anyway. Like, it just makes more sense. Like, why not make more money while you're doing it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's huge, though, to be able to pay off a rental property. You sold some stock to do that.
Yep.
You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there, misinformation about the stock. Well, you
that's
can't
right.
do this with your stock and what is
yeah.
that? No, not true.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, the other thing for me when I saw it is kind of talking about this whole business and building a business. It's like it really teaches you, number one, eXp teaches you to build a business under the umbrella, right? You know, of eXp. So, you know, many people have asked me, because I'm a broker, why don't you just go do your own thing? And we looked at it. We actually almost bought a RE/MAX franchise, probably 2014, 15, maybe it was. We looked at buying a RE/MAX franchise, and we decided not to do that. And thankfully, we, you know, didn't make that decision. But again, fast forward, it's like, you know, when I saw eXp, it's like, wow, you know, they really are establishing agents to set themselves up to run a full business, you know, without all the liability, the headaches, and everything else that go along with running your own business, right? Because what's the progression for realtors? Like, how do you ever leverage yourself? How do we ever never, you know, not always trade time for money? You know, when you're selling at a high level, like, you're running 24/7, right? And so we work, you know, my husband Steve and I, we worked a lot of hours. You know, we were raising our boys, we worked a lot of hours. I mean, I remember one night at dinner, my son, like, I always had my phone with me, and like, we're out to dinner one night, my phone's ringing, I'm answering the phone, and they're like, why do you always have your phone with you at dinner? Yeah. Like, why can't you just turn it off? And I couldn't that was a wake-up call, though, for me. It's like, it's stupid. Like, I can take an hour off for dinner. Yeah. But I was always, you know, running and gunning. I want to be there for my clients, and so again, when I saw eXp and I saw the structure, what I was going to say is, what do we normally do? You build a team, you know, you have your buyer's agents, potentially your listing agents, like, you know, and you're always now having to keep the pipeline full. And then what happens with the traditional team? We're training our competition. They stay with you a year or two, and they're like, hey, thank you so much for, you know, helping me, training me, giving me leads, you know, I don't need you anymore. I'm moving on. And that, quite honestly, is why I never built a traditional team, because I'm like, why am I going to train my competition? Because they're not going to stay with me forever. They only need you while they need you. And so, and then the other way is, which is where Steve and I were, you know, was to open our own company. It's like, let's go open our own company. Well, then you start looking at all the overhead, the liability, the expenses, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I don't know that I really want to go this route either. And so at the time, we decided not to. And then it was probably just about a year and a half later that we saw, the EXP model. And I was like, wow, this takes it all and allows us to do everything that we wanted to do, you know, as realtors under this umbrella without all that risk and liability.